leaping up, stood, walked. They didn't need to tell him, where are you going? He knew where he was going. He entered with them. Somebody say with them. Into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Continue. And all the people saw him walking. They will see you buying your car. They will see you build your house. They will see you get married. They will see you give birth to your child. Verse 10. And they knew that it was that man that sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which has happened unto him. Lift on and say, Jesus, do something to me, oh! Say three loud amen in the house of God. I pray for somebody here. Any miracle you need, any sign you need, any wonder you need, receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name. It's for signs and wonders. Stop saying now, wow. Which kind of thing be this? Hey. Now, wow. Stop all that. You are insulting the grace of God. You are mocking the one whose body your temple is. Stop saying all that. See yourself entering there. In the name of Jesus, one of these days, I will return with my miracle car. One of these days, I will graduate, whether Satan likes it or not. See it. See yourself. Enter there. Somebody shout amen. Anybody that have used their result to intimidate you, in the name of Jesus, overtake them in the name of Jesus. Stand up and shout, I am coming. I don't care where they have entered. I don't care what they have possessed. I don't care what they have achieved. I don't care what they have done. He that began a good work in you, he will be faithful to complete it. You will get there. Don't let anybody intimidate you. Tell them you are coming. Amen, somebody. Number three, that name is for protection, defense, and safety. Protection, defense, and what? Safety. Protection, defense, and safety. Protection. John 17, verse 11. Keep through thy own name. The name can keep. The same John 17, verse 12. I have kept them. In thy name, I have kept them, preserved them, protected them. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Give me another version. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The consistently righteous and upright. Run into it. Continue. Another version, sir. God's name is a place of protection. What is his name? A place of protection. So to some people, the name is a word. To some other people, the name is a place. Another version. I have to make it sharp. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. Kabayamagada. Somebody shout, Odeshi. Means they can't get me. They can't touch me. You know, they walk. And the man said, I don't care what he said. Who is he? Who is he? Who is the bagger? Who is he? What is man that you are panicking? Amen, somebody. Who is he? Who is he? The oxygen is breathing. Did he give himself? Somebody shout, I'm not dying. You see, you need to get to where you are angry like David. Who is this? Who is this uncircumcised brat to insult God's army? Who is he? He said, I kill him today. Today he's dying. Praise God. I said, praise God. Lift your right hand and shout, Jesus! Tell your neighbor, I am protected. I am protected. I am protected. Well protected. Well defended. Well surrounded. Psalm 20 verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob. Do what for thee? Defend thee. Name is a defense. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Ay, 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 ay. There's a defense. We are not easily wastable in the words of my spiritual father. There's a defense. Defense. You need to just sit down and smile to yourself. And don't explain why you are smiling. Just because you are covered. Amen, somebody. Listen to me. Listen to me. They that do know their God, ay, 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 they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Number four. What result follows that name? Prevailing over all oppositions. Human oppositions, spiritual oppositions, occultic oppositions, satanic oppositions, organizational oppositions, forces. Huh? Babalawo, Mamalawo, Sister Lawo, Brother Lawo, Auntie Lawo, Uncle Lawo, Pekin Lawo. You are coming back with a testimony. Yes. You prevail. You do what? You prevail. You prevail. You prevail. You prevail. You didn't need to carry prayer band. You yourself, you are a mobile prayer band. You prevail, you prevail, you prevail, and come back with evidence. He said, Papa, I finished them. He said, that's right. That's the way it ought to be. Papa, help! Help! Papa, help! What is that? Papa, help! Help! What's the problem? Help! Help! They want to finish me. Kai! They cannot finish you. You are not finishable. Am I talking to somebody here? How old was David when he confronted Goliath? How old are you? 17. 17-year-old boy with solid backup. Aware of his defense. The Bible said in Philippians 2, 9 to 11, wherefore God has highly exalted him and has given him a name which is above every name. See what that name does. That at the name of Jesus, how many knees should bow? Of things in heaven, things in earth. Mention some things in heaven. Mention. One, two, mention. What is in heaven? Huh? Angels are in heaven, yes? The living creatures. And other things. Mention some things that are on earth. Uh-huh. Mention. La baraga yagada.
Oya mentioned some things that are under in the region of darkness, in the realms of wickedness, in the domains of death, in the domains of evil. Mention them without fear. Mention them without panic. There is a name that is above them. There is a name that dominates them. There is a name that overrules them. There is a name that overruns them. There is a name. Shout that name. The Bible said in Psalm 44 verse 5, through thy name, through thee, will we push down our enemies. Through thy name, will we tread them under that rise up against us. We crush them through thy name. Through thy name. Like David, you come against me with swords and spears. 1 Samuel 17 from verse 45. All the way down to 51. You come against me with spear, sword. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day, not tomorrow, today, God will destroy poverty in your family. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hands, and I will smite thee and take thine head off thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines unto the fowls of the earth and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not by sword or spear or money in the bank or connection to government house or whatever. No, sir. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. It came to pass when the Philistine arose and came, drew nigh to meet David. David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag, took a stone, slung it, smote the Philistine in his forehead. The stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion dead, they fled. Any strong man in your family, any wicked person using witchcraft, using occultism, using charm, using voodooism, using necromancy to manipulate people's lives, they are dead. They are dead. They are dead. They are dead. Shout amen three times. Help me tell five people, I will prevail. I don't care how many there are. I don't care their size. I don't care how big they are. I will prevail. I will prevail. I will prevail. I will prevail. Shout amen like a believer. You will prevail over joblessness. Prevail over poverty. Prevail over lack. Prevail over addictions. Prevail over drugs. Prevail over bondage. Prevail over manipulation. Prevail over defilement. In the name of Jesus. I don't care what it is, so you will prevail. Number five. The name will work. How? Pulling down and destroying yokes and burdens. Any yoke on your head, any yoke, any burden, any bondage, oversleeping is a yoke. Oversleeping. Even sleep is tired of you. Sleep is a, now wait a minute. Allow me. Let me find other customers. Gluttony cannot take your eyes off food. Gluttony. Drunkenness is a yoke. Come on. Lesbianism is a yoke. Homosexuality is a yoke. Laziness is a yoke. No fit open book, read. Laziness. Poverty can be, poverty is a big yoke. Moneylessness, that's another name for poverty. Unakok. What do they call poverty in your language? Poor person. What do they call her? What's the name of poor person in your language? Eh? Oh, it's Ogbede. Ogbede. Ezioku. Uwene. That one is inside village. Boy, Uwene. Inside village. Nobody will call you a poor man. Stand up and shout, I break the yoke! Failure is a yoke. Nothing you touch works. Because some of you, while we are teaching on the name of Jesus, you're wondering, what is it for? What is it for? With your hand inside your pocket, with no brass inside. Coverless. Yet you don't know what the name is for. When they talk, you put neck in one side. They don't understand. They don't understand. People have left you behind. You are still there sitting in church. They don't understand. If they know what some people go through. If they know what some people go through. It's not easy. Preaching is easy. This thing does not just happen the way they preach it. That's a problem. We rationalize. We defend Satan. We become lawyers against our own liberty. We become wiser than the God who gave us wisdom. Too intelligent for God to help us. Minus me. If God has ever delivered one person, I want to be delivered. If God has ever blessed one person, me too, I must be blessed. My dear, must everybody be rich? Everybody must not be rich, but me, I must be rich. You can volunteer to remain in the poverty association. Bemio! Nalai. No way. Let me tell you that there are parents that have prayed prayers and God raised a son of theirs to answer that prayer for them. Some God have raised strangers to answer the prayer. Don't ever look at your condition before you pray. Pray looking at your God. With him, how many things are possible? Any yoke on your life, making life uncomfortable for you, making life miserable for you, making life a burden to you, by the power in the name of Jesus, that yoke is broken! Somebody shout, break! Songs of Solomon. Sit down. Chapter 1 verse 3. Songs of Solomon 1 verse 3. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. What kind of ointment? Good ointment. What is ointment? Anointing. What's ointment? Oil. The name of Jesus is ointment. Anointing oil. Ointment is as, somebody say as, meaning what ointment does is what the name of Jesus does. What the anointing does is what the name of Jesus does. He said, because of the savor of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. That's why we love him. That's why we love Jesus. We, the righteousness of God, we love him. What does the anointing do? Isaiah 10, 27. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And what will happen? The yoke shall be destroyed because of thee. I say it again. Any yoke that has been on your life, in any area of your life, to make
make you a mockery before your age mates. It is broken in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, yoke! Be destroyed! I am not just talking about the Bible. The Bible. Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas came to one town. One girl kept following them every day. These are servants of God. They bring to you the ways of the Lord. These are servants of God. They reveal to you the words of the Lord. The 3 days following them everywhere, making their life miserable. That is the way yoke follow people. If your Bible calls it okpono, now so yoke they follow people. You can't be free. You move to another compound, the same problem again. You decide to run to another town, the same problem. It is not you. It's a yoke. That yoke must be destroyed. The Bible said after 3 days, Paul and Silas couldn't bear it anymore. It is uncomfortable. I was not born to be like this. This is not the way life was meant to be. From the beginning, it was not so. He turned around and released the power of the name. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. What happened? And he came out when? The same hour. Poverty has left you now. Dry hand has left you now. Barrenness has left you now. Failure has left you now. Stagnation has left you now. Shabre! That's the power in the name of Jesus. That's the power in the name of Jesus. Number 6, what happens when you call that name? What did I say was number 1? Praying and receiving answers. Number 2, performance of miracle signs and wonders. Number 3, protection, defense and safety. Number 4, prevailing over all oppositions. Number 5, pulling down and destroying all yokes and burdens. Number 6, personal help. Salvation and intervention. Personal help. Salvation and what? Intervention. Personal help. Personal help. The name of Jesus ends helplessness. The name of Jesus terminates helplessness. Personal help. Personal what? Help. Make sure you are not helpless. Personal help. Acts 4 verse 12. Everybody read it loud and clear. Let Satan hear you. Acts 4 12. One to go. Neither is there salvation in any other. Continue. For there is none other name. Shout none other name. Shout none other name. Shout none other name. Shout none other name. Under heaven. Somebody say given. Say given. Oh yes, I receive. Say I receive. I say in the name of Jesus, I receive into my health the name of Jesus, into my finances the name of Jesus, into my marriage the name of Jesus, into my career the name of Jesus, into my education the name of Jesus, into my business the name of Jesus. I receive all. Whereby we must be saved. You can't receive the name and you remain stranded and you remain helpless. Psalm 20 verse 1 and verse 2. The name of the God of Jacob, ending part, defend thee. Verse 2. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. The name makes sure you don't lack help. Any kind of help you need. As you shout Jesus now, receive that help here. I say shout that name and receive help. Shout that name and receive help. Oh.
That is what God is giving to us by revelation. Hell. The Bible said, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Whosoever. Whosoever, no matter how bad you bad reach, he said he will save you. No matter how you bad, come to him in your helplessness. The woman of God was leading in worship. He said, lift your hands and show God that you are helpless without him. Don't do show during worship. Show him you are helpless. I have no other God but you. Don't worship time is a time to break down before God. It's the time to empty yourself before God. Casting all your cares on him, for he careth. Prayer is not English competition. You pray it as he they do you. Jabez began his prayer with, oh! That is a man that is desperate for help. Receive help for your family. I say receive help for your parents. Receive help for your mother. Oh! Be stranded. You can't call that name and be stranded. No. It has never happened. It will not start with you. The Bible said in Psalm 124 verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And number 7, I will stop here because of time. Number 7, what do you gain through that name? What result answers to you? Promotion and upliftment in destiny. Promotion and upliftment. In Psalm 89 verse 21, he said, our horn is exalted. Give me from verse 19. Then thou speakest in vision to thy holy one and sayest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one, chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant, my holy oil. I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm shall strengthen him. Continue. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And in my name shall his horn be exalted. Can you see what made a shepherd boy become a king? At 17 years old, see the revelation he had in the name of the Lord. 17. At 17. The whole country didn't have faith. No preacher had faith. No priest had faith. No Levite had faith. But a 17-year-old member of children's choir had faith. God said, I will make this boy a king. Why? In my name shall his horn. Psalm 91 verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Why? Because he has known my name. Stand to your feet. Some trust in horses and some in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Receive his name. Reference his name.
Remember his name. Release faith in his name. Receive his name. Receive. Receive his name. Reverence his name. That name has been highly exalted. Reverence his name. I don't care what confronts you. Remember his name. Remember his name. Remember what that name has done. Remember the person behind that name. Remember the wonders that have answered to his name. Remember his name. Remember his name. Remember his name. Release faith. Release faith. Release faith. Release faith. And number five, rejoice in his name. Let his name be your rejoicing. Let his name be your testimony. Let his name be your celebration. Let his name be your rejoicing. David was not ashamed of that name. Was never ashamed of that name. The apostles were not ashamed of that name. Paul was not ashamed of that name. They were never ashamed. They were never ashamed. They were never ashamed. They spoke it openly. They declared it with excitement. They stood in that name. That name was their identity. Rejoice in that name. Shagadadadus. Rejoice in that name. Satan cannot cover you. You cannot serve God and end in shame. You cannot seek the face of God and end disappointed. It has never happened. It will not start with you. Blind Bartimaeus. That was the name that bailed him out. The lame man had get beautiful. It was that name. What is it that is confronting you? Goliath came down at the mention of that name. That is the name to celebrate. That is the name to rejoice in. That is the name to remember. That is the name to reverence. Wave your hands everywhere and worship it. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Worship Jesus. He's revealing himself to people. Worship Jesus. He's revealing himself to people here. That's right. That's right. His glory is being revealed. All eyes will see it. All eyes will see it. Your family will see what that name will do in your life. All your mockers will see the wonder of his name. Shout that name! Wave your hands and worship him. Wave your hands and glorify him. Wave your hands and honor him. Wave your hands and magnify him. Wave your hands and celebrate. Somebody say, I receive the name of Jesus. I reverence the name of Jesus. I remember the name of Jesus. I release faith in the name of Jesus. I rejoice in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship. Jesus, there is none like you. I speak over every life here. every prayer you have prayed on this mountain and every prayer you have said amen to, speedy answers are released for you right now. Can your amen confirm that you are the one receiving it right now? Answers under 24 hours are coming to you right now. Instant answers are coming to you right now. Answers are coming without delay to you. Say that amen like a believer. Everything that was an obstacle in your life, by the revelation of the name of Jesus, that obstacle becomes a miracle. Financial obstacle gives way to financial miracles. Academic obstacles turn to academic miracles. Anti-married obstacles give way to marital miracles. Obstacles in health give way to healing miracles. Any power that was threatening your life, any dream that threatened your destiny, any voice, any satanic animal, any demonic creature, any monstrous creature appearing to you and harassing you in the dream, tonight, by the judgment of God, they are wasted in the name of Jesus. Prevail over them now in the name of Jesus. Everyone called helpless, the name of the Lord Jesus has released supernatural help for you now. Say, I receive help. Say, I receive help. Say, I receive help. Say, I receive help. I announce to everyone that is a part of this prayer and fasting encounter, supernatural promotion and upliftment has been added to your destiny right now. Same way others stood here to testify, between now and tomorrow morning, between now and tomorrow evening, you are standing here to testify in the name of Jesus. You are standing here to testify in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. It is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Celebrate your God in this house, somebody here. Sit down, God bless you. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. Reverence God in this moment. No movements or distractions now. You are in this service and you are not yet born again. You are in this service and you have been struggling with guilt and a heavy conscience. You are in this service and the Spirit of God has been telling you, you know you are not born again. You know you are not born again. You're in this service, you used to be born again, but things went wrong and you backslid. You have lost the presence of God. You have lost the voice of God. Tonight, that Jesus that died for you on the cross wants to save your soul. He has not condemned you. Don't let Satan condemn you. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, come, let us reason together.
Doesn't matter how dirty your sins have been. He is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So wherever you are right now, place your right hand on your chest in humility. In humility. In humility. Place your right hand on your chest. Show God you are nothing and that He's everything for you. Place your right hand on your chest. Let this Jesus save you. You don't need to die. He has already died for you. Let Him step into your life and answer the door when Satan knocks. Let Satan know that there is a new owner in town. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Please, with that hand on your chest, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, be bold as you say. Don't be afraid. Don't be timid. Say it well. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Please save my soul now. Wash me with your precious blood. I repent right now of every sin I've committed against you. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. I repent right now. I confess with my mouth. Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. I am now born again. I hand over my life to Jesus. I rededicate my heart to Him. I am saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. Very quickly, everyone that prayed that prayer, where you are seated, lift your right hand up in the air. I want to see it by the count of three. One, God bless you, sir. Lift it well. Two, God bless you, sir. Lift it. Lift it. Lift it. Even if you were the only one, Jesus will still come and die for you. Lift it well. Three, God bless you. Father, I pray for everyone whose hands are lifted up. Satan, pack your load and go. They don't belong to you. I serve you. Quit notice now. By the blood of Jesus, they are cleansed, they are forgiven, they are washed. Satan, go in the name of Jesus. Receive a new heart and a new spirit. All things have passed away and all things have become new. Welcome to the family of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's word today because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekagadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.com. God bless you.